Well, across the ditch, there will be no official winners or losers in junior rugby league. In fact, no score kept at all in a significant shake-up of the sport in New South Wales. In a plan reportedly signed off by the NRL and New South Wales Rugby League, there will be a staged phasing out of competitive matches for children under the age of 13, meaning no one will keep score, which is currently the case with games for the under 8s. Now, the change is aimed at reducing pressure on young players and increasing participation in the sport. Well, joining us now is New Zealand Rugby League's GM of Community and Programs, Arnie Cherrington. Kia ora, Arnie. What do you think of that idea?
Kia ora, Lisa. Thank you for having me. Look, we're fans of it. We haven't had competition between the ages of under 6 and under 12 for 20 plus years now. So we've been doing it for a long time and long may it continue.
So what do you reckon the advantages are? Because kids are smart, right? They know when they've won or lost.
They do. They definitely do. I think one of the things about taking the emphasis off winning or losing, it actually allows players to develop, firstly, a love of the game. It's really important, I think, that kids learn to love whatever sport it is that they're involved in. I think in particular with rugby league, it allows for continued contribution to a rugby league community beyond their playing years. So whether it's volunteering or coaching themselves, refereeing, that's really important to us.
So, well, is this really for the parents, having no score and no winners and losers? Because one of the arguments is it's the parents that put pressure on the kids, not the kids that feel the pressure.
Look, there definitely is pressure. Sometimes there can be pressure that comes from parents, but that does affect the kids and it does affect a participant's their experience in the game. So I think whether it's for the parents, in the end, that affects the kids as well. So
what's the right age then to learn that lesson that you can't always win?
Yeah, look, I think kids, Lisa, have plenty of opportunity throughout their lives. It happens to them every day in school. You know, they're matched against their peers. So I don't think that they need to come to sport. I know in rugby league we want to create an inclusive, safe environment for kids to flourish without the pressure of winning or losing. And in terms of what is the right age, that's up to the participant themselves, because everyone develops at different stages and ages. So,
but if you don't keep score in games for certain ages, is there any discussion around expanding that to older kids? And where is the right point to say, okay, we will score now and we'll tell you if you've won or lost?
Yeah, so currently we start taking score at the under 13s age grade. There is some research that would even lend itself to taking that higher. But currently where it stands for us as a code, under 13s is where competition actually starts. But we see a huge drop-off as soon as kids hit competition. So that's telling us something.
So, Arnie, what is the suggested age when you say that research indicates that you could actually raise it higher? To what point?
Yeah, well, Sport NZ, there's a piece of research that Sport NZ did for secondary school age players back in 2020, and it found that an overemphasis on competition and winning impacts the quality of a young person's experience in sport. We're not saying that there should be no competition, but I think all sports need to look at ways to cater to all participants, whether that's competition or non-competition.
So is the Rugby League in New Zealand considering raising that age at all for scoring?
Not currently, no.
And so when you say you only start scoring in the under-13s age group, how low does that go down to? What age? Are we talking 12 and up or what?
For players in that age group?
Yeah.
How old? 12 and up, yeah.
12 and up, right. Mm-hmm. So is there evidence that you have higher participation in those younger grades as a result of not keeping track of winning and losing?
Hard to pin it directly to that, Lisa, but if we just look at participation numbers in non-competition and competition, you could come to that conclusion.
Appreciate your time, Arnie. That's Arnie Cherrington, who's from New Zealand Rugby League there.